So tell me about, so when you came to Stowe, and you were certainly here during the days when the paper was still very small, like you said, like an 8.5 by 11. How was news getting around? I mean, how did?
Well, that was the 8.5 by 11 was when we were all taking turns. This was under Alec and Russell, I guess, did. But once I'd taken control of it, we immediately went to the tabloid size that we're at now.
I see.
That was probably 1965.
Okay.
I researched all that because of the Vermont Ski Museum and Vara.
Sure. How did news travel? I mean, how did you find out? I mean, nowadays people will call the reporter if they have news stories, or there's enough, you know, there's enough feelers out in the community. With a new newspaper, were people in the habit of contacting you if they had?
I guess they did. All during the same period, I was also teaching skiing, and I'd write about skiing an awful lot, and there's only so much you can write about it. But then there was, we discovered ski racing. So we covered ski racing, and at that point, our children had gotten a little bit taller, and they were in the very beginning programs that they had, the hopeful program, I guess they called it, up at the mountain. And the Mount Mansfield Ski Club ran just a wonderful children's ski program, which I had actually worked with prior to becoming a ski instructor. I'd worked in the Friday afternoon ski program, and I taught skiing back then to the local kids as well.
Sure.
And once we got into the, they immediately got into ski racing and in the hopeful program.
Now, is it through traveling with them then that you, because you covered more than just Stowe, you started covering really Eastern ski racing.
Yeah. We got more and more involved in it, and yes, we would travel to races. Claudia or I would usually go down to Waitsfield for a race, or over to Burke or
Lindenville, all over
Madonna, which is Smugglers and Arch, and we talked a lot about ski racing. You go back to those early papers. And they were we started out, I think, with an 8-page tabloid, and we pretty quickly went up to 12 pages, and then maybe 16. There was a lot of ski racing, and then we had a second section, which would usually start with a full page ski picture on it of somebody ski racing. We had very good ski photographers back then that supplied us from. Malcolm Reese being the most prolific of the group, but Herbert Schneider and others would send their stuff into us from different ski areas and different programs, and so we had an awful lot. And as we increased our circulation and we increased coverage of Stratton, Burke, all that ski programs. Killington a little bit later on, all the kids started buying it. If they didn't buy it, at least their families would buy it. So we sold a lot to them. And then we, as things kept progressing, this whole ski racing world seemed to get more convoluted and complicated. And we tried to explain what was happening, it got to be rules, and more rules as to what they could do. Even at the hopeful level, when we would run a story that the next tryout for the hopeful team, they were always teams. You had to try out for everything. We'd have, I don't know when it would be, Saturday morning or something, and you'd come into the parking lot, and you'd see all kinds of friends that you knew from Stratton, maybe, or Burke, and other areas all around, and they would ski over from Madonna to try out for the team. Billy Kidd's younger brother, Peter Kidd, was famous for skiing for the Smugglers Notch ski team, but skiing over the mountain to try out for the Mount Mansfield junior program, which I think he eventually made. And so we've been, as we spread out, we've acquired more readers. And then I guess we started, well, you take a turn.
Well, I think they've got to be so that everybody who raced bought the paper because that's where they found out what was going on and where they should be.
So there wasn't another publication at that time that was covering the same type of information.
No.
Okay.
I should say, as things went on, I ended up being a director of the Eastern Ski Association and the Ski Riders Association of director. And I forget the point I'm trying to make, but you were asking if Eastern Skier ran a publication too, which we were friendly rivals for a while, and we basically put them out of business. And Ski Racing Magazine, newspaper, was also a rival at that point, and we, at least in the East, I think we were more popular.
So people would then, you would mail these, it would be a subscription-based thing, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, but at that point, we were certainly selling subscriptions.